On today's Marketing Monday, we're going to ask the question, how much does Google Ads cost? So stick around and you'll find out. What's up, you guys? Rich Tavishian here, owner of RedRatMedia.com. We're a digital marketing and ad agency for SMBs to help them grow to 7, 8, 9 figures and beyond. So today's episode, we're going to be talking about Google Ads. Of course, as you guys know, if you've been following me for a while, I love Google Ads. I love the control that you can have with them because you're literally creating a campaign based on what people are searching. Okay. And if you're like me, you Google. And if you're like 90% of the United States, you also Google, right? So I'm a big, huge believer in the importance of, you know, running campaigns that, you know, are really ideally high ticket for your business. So what we're going to be diving deep into today is the pest control industry, mostly because, you know, there are various home services business that we serve, one of which is, you know, pest control. And, you know, there are certain services that you can offer in the pest control space that are pretty expensive. And then there are some that are inexpensive. In general, when I think about Google Ads and the cost, you know, I wouldn't invest into Google Ads unless you specifically have a higher ticket service that you offer. Now, you can think of your advertising in the first couple of months as sort of like a loss leader. You're typically going to break even or maybe even go in the negative in some cases until your campaign is actually, you know, has traction. So don't try to run a campaign for just a, for example, like just a homepage visit, because unless you're going to identify people based on keywords for a particular service that's higher end. So a quick example, let's just talk pest control for a second here and we'll go through the numbers. So pest control, you know, you can think of it like, you know, if you're a homeowner, you have either bugs, spiders, you know, various things that are creepy crawlers, you know, all around the house, the perimeter and whatnot. What I've seen in the business is, you know, there's a month, you know, either a monthly membership, there's either a quarterly membership, there's an annual membership, you know, just to help be preventative, especially in the South, right? Like in the South, there's a lot of critters, there's scorpions, there's spiders, there's gnats, there's bugs, there's flies, there's everything, right? And to be proactive, if you're a business owner, you know the importance of that service for customers. And so the challenge with that service, though, in the context of advertising is that it's a lower ticket item, right? It can be $45, $150 a quarter. It can be, you know, $800 a year, you know, or whatever the lifetime value of that customer is. It's really under $1,000 a year, right? And the goal for that, you know, for that particular service is to eventually upsell them into a higher ticket service. But at the end of the day, when somebody's looking for pest control, they're going to go with the less expensive option, right? When they do a Google search. So that's the person that you don't want to serve, right? And so thinking about kind of higher ticket items, like for plumbers, repiping, like completely repiping a house, or, and I'll talk more about other services as well, but, you know, replacing a water heater for HVAC companies. And we're talking in the context of just home services today, but glad to expand more. Pest control services, probably the highest ticket, you know, item is going to be your fumigation or your termite, you know, damage control, right? Like your preventative service for termites to basically eradicate termites completely. And, you know, restoration company will probably take that over as well. But from a pest control service, it's going to be a fumigation is going to be the highest ticket, right? So that could be anywhere from, gosh, what is it? $1,500. Let me see. I got my notes here. Anywhere from, let's say, $2,000, $1,500 to $8,000 for fumigation services, depending on the size of the property. And obviously with the commercial space, it's much larger, you know, the more square footage that you have, because typically based on square footage. Now, in that context, how much do Google Ads cost? They can cost anywhere from $1,000 to $10,000 or higher per month, because just in spending to Google directly, because the model is based on a cost per click model, right? And so if you have phrases and you have keywords, and we're talking specifically about Google search ads, not necessarily display ads, but they're both important. Search ads are, you create a campaign, you define what the keywords are that you want to target, you define the location of where those people are searching for, So for example, fumigation services, right? That keyword, when somebody types in fumigation or fumigation services, in the current state, there's about, let's see, in the United States, there's 10,000 to 100,000 people searching per month on average for that service. And it's a low competitive, and this changes, you know, week by week, but it's a low competition keyword for fumigation. And the range is anywhere from $3.73 to $10.69. So when I think about that range, so let's just round up. So from $4 to $11 cost per click. That means if you want to run a campaign for that keyword, and obviously every campaign has multiple keywords, it's not just one, but I'm giving an example here. You're going to need to spend $4 to $11 cost per click. Okay. And the range is there because you're competing with other advertisers or other pest control companies that are looking to target that keyword. So if your budget is, you know, let's say $1,000 a month, you might be able to get some clicks in there, right? But let's just say $1,000 a month divided by $4 cost per click, that's 250 clicks. So out of 250 clicks, somebody goes to your website, they type in fumigation in Google, they go to your website. If you're spending $1,000 a month on ad spend in Google, you're going to get 250 people go to your website. That's it. You're going to get traffic for 250 people. Now you better be damn sure that your website is geared for conversion. Okay. What I mean is it better have a very clear call to action for somebody related to the fumigation keyword, that landing page clearly states, whether it's a video at the, you know, top of the page, or a very easy call to action that clearly indicates book an appointment now, give us a call now. Like, it has to be super clear what that conversion is. So it's not uncommon to spend more than $1,000 a month. And I think a lot of business owners don't understand that, right? But if the conversion is high for those 250 people that actually get to your website and they're converting, meaning that you get, let's just say, two or three of those out of those 250 turn into actual fumigation services, and they pay you anywhere from $1,000 to $8,000 for that service, your return on ad spend is pretty good, right? But what an ad agency like ours does is we drive that traffic to you and we manage that service for you. So we do charge a fee as well for management. So you're looking at least for $1,000 towards Google, and you're looking for at least $1,500 for a management fee in general. We customize for our clients, but at least, so you're looking at $2,500 a month minimum in ad spend and management fee in just to be able to drive traffic to your website, right? Now, typically what happens is month one, you're going to break even, right? Like you're going to spend money on mostly brand awareness to get people to come to your website, to go to the landing page. And that scares people, but you have to realize, like, eventually over time, Google starts to learn, if it's a Google search display, or excuse me, a search campaign, those keywords, you'll start to see like which ones are actually converting, which ones aren't. That's the importance of understanding that once you set up a campaign, you can't just set it and forget it. You have to optimize it from the copy's perspective, from headline, description, but then also you have to optimize the keywords that are converting and not converting. If some keywords are not converting, then just kill them, right? Pause them and remove them from the campaign, and then double down on the ones that are. So think of it like this: when you're running Google Ads, it's going to cost you, again, from anywhere from, you know, at least $1,000 a month towards ad spend to up to $10,000, right? So in the case of $11 cost per click, if you want 1,000 clicks, then that's going to cost you 11 grand, right? Because of the cost of that that particular bid. So all that to say, guys, it's not inexpensive, right? Like, if you're dedicating an advertising budget, you really need to think about, how do I plan for this, right? Is the question of how much does Google Ads cost comes down to several factors. And I gave you one example with fumigation as a keyword, but keywords can range anywhere from, let's say a dollar cost per click up to, I've even seen hundreds of dollars cost per click, right? So for example, like maybe in the legal space or, you know, some, it just depends on the location and it depends on the business, but like imagine spending $100 cost per click. If you want 1,000, that's $100,000 per month. Did I do that right? Let's see, 100 times 1,000, yeah. No, $100 cost per click times 1,000 clicks. That's $100,000 in ad spend to Google per month, okay? And while that might sound expensive, if you get a return on investment of $1 million, right, then your return on ad spend is great. So it's all relative to the ticket of service or product that you're selling. And that's why I always lean people towards trying to identify the higher ticket clients, right? Not the clients that's going to spend $100, $200, $300 because your ad spend is going to have a lower return. Identify those higher ticket business or services that you're selling. And really, Google gives you that flexibility with their ad campaigns. So with Performance Max, it's another sort of campaign that's sort of like it's automatic-ish. You definitely want to optimize it, but you have less control. What we're seeing with the Performance Max campaigns is a lower cost per click. So let's just say under a dollar cost per click. So you can get more traffic. And we're seeing higher conversions on a lot of our Performance Max campaigns for clients, but I would actually do both. So I would test out both, see which one's working for your space, for your keywords, and for your business, and then optimize your Performance Max campaigns along with your search campaigns for keywords so that you can see which one's working. So it's about testing, right? Like you don't want to just run one campaign for 1 month, especially by yourself, because then it's going to take a lot of time and effort to really dig deeper into optimizing it. So my suggestion is always think of advertising and Google Ads in general as a minimum of a 90-day campaign, right? Minimum 90-day campaign to start to see the data. And if the data is working for those particular keywords, you should start to see some results. And if you're not, then you're targeting the wrong area, you're targeting the wrong services, you're targeting the wrong keywords, or it's just too competitive, right? Because there are keywords that are very, very competitive to the point where it's like not even worth spending the money on advertising, unless it's a higher ticket item, right? So let's summarize this here. So in general, the cost for Google Ads paid to Google is going to cost you anywhere from, let's say, $1,000 to $10,000 a month or higher. And that depends on keyword information that you decide on. It depends on the service or product that you're trying to sell. It depends on the conversion rate of the page that you're landing customers to for traffic. And it also depends on how strong is your sales process, right? We can drive a lot of traffic to you. However, if you don't have a strong sales process for converting those people that are interested, then you're not going to get results, right? You're not going to have a return on ad spend, right? If you're selling a $3,000 fumigation service, you know, and you spend $1,500 on ad spend, that one customer that came in from those 250 people I mentioned earlier, you better convert that customer, right? And we also provide sales training processes as well to help you guys with that. But the point is, like, it's going to cost you money, right? You don't get into, it's a pay to play, right? Google Ads are pay to play. Any advertising, as you know, is pay to play. Now, in the digital space, it gets a little bit more tricky and complicated to optimize. In the print and, you know, sort of traditional marketing space, it's pretty straightforward. But the challenge with those is that you really can't measure much, right? I mean, it's you really can't see the data and the analytics because you're limited, right? Like you send out postcards, you send out direct mail. Are you really able to track, you know, everything and all the analytics from a radio ad or from a billboard, right? And that's more of the brand awareness play. So anyway, guys, I hope this was helpful. If you're thinking about Google Ads, please check us out at redratmedia.com. We have some really great blog posts out there, resources if you're looking for like more of a DIY and you want to learn yourself. I don't recommend running your first campaign by yourself just because it's, you know, you could waste a lot of money doing that. But if you feel like, you know, if you're feeling lucky, go for it. I mean, I tried it myself and did it myself for the first time back in the day, and I just failed miserably. And that's why we do this for clients now, because we try to help, you know, you prevent you from losing money, which is a pretty common problem in the Google Ads space. So hopefully that makes sense, guys. Talk to you soon. Peace.